The argument is made by friends with friends, but for everyone, and is not intended to offend or belittle. The argument's goal is to illustrate the virtue of differences in perspective as a means to enrich your worldview. So, you know, this worldview may include science fiction or other such nerdery, so you can't say we didn't warn you. We make jokes sometimes, and if we hurt your feelings, we sure didn't mean to.
Okay, so welcome back. This is The Argument. I'm Sid.
We're doing this right now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, welcome back. I'm Jonah.
All right. And
it's been a while. It's, you know, a few years.
It's been
Sid's been lost
such
in
a
the
long
woods
time.
For a while.
Yeah.
And then he got back and I fell down a hole.
Yeah, it was a hole called marriage and children. And I fell into a hole called marriage and college.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're decent. We're like, the baby Jessicas of that.
Those are good holes
hole,
to fall
so
into.
So that works.
I could think of a better hole to fall into.
Yeah.
That's just me.
And that's the voice of one of our new cohorts.
Aristocrats.
Producers. I mean, aristocrats. So let's introduce.
Introduce yourselves.
I'm Adam Raines.
I'm Sean Roberts.
You can tell stuff about yourself, too.
Tell everyone.
We assume
everyone
people
knows.
Know who we are.
Yeah.
Nobody knows
They clearly
who
know who we are.
Yeah, because I sit
listening.
At home and play video games and get, you know, fat on the weekends.
Sid just described my life, so there you go.
Okay, well, Sid, what would you like to argue about?
Today's argument is, what should we argue about?
I don't want to argue about that.
Well, you're going to have to deal with it, son.
I mean, we've got 3 years of built-up aggression, mm-hmm. and I think we need to...
I have so much aggression, it's not even funny.
Okay.
I tried to beat it off this morning, but it just, it's not in the cards, man.
Right.
So
I'm pretty easygoing, so I don't really have that problem.
You don't have to beat off.
Was it clinging to you or something?
What?
Whatever it was that you needed to beat off, was it just like clinging to you, really?
I pretty much got it covered this morning. It all worked and all came up, Sid. I'll just say that.
See?
That's right. Man. We haven't done the argument in a long time, and one of the reasons that we didn't do the argument is because we couldn't think of anything to argue about.
Because we got to a point
because
where...
Because Jonah has real specific rules.
Well, we got to a point where we just started to agree with everything the other one said, so, you know, we didn't really argue for a while, and there wasn't really much...
No, you have a real specific vision of what you want to argue about.
It's oh, so you're saying,
we, it's
you're saying that it's my fault
things.
that we haven't done this because I'm too particular?
I didn't have a baby, and I'm not that particular. I'm easygoing. I'm just saying.
So, well, I mean, I just don't want, from a show standpoint, at least I'm not interested in arguing something that...
You don't want it to be the conversation.
Sure.
You want it to be the argument.
Right. And there were a few times, you know, back in the original show that we...
You're a word master.
That it was the conversation. Do you remember a show about the 86-64 debate?
I remember
debate?
That
That
I
was
think
not a debate. That was...
It was a debate.
Okay.
I disagreed with things.
Okay.
I
okay.
do disagree
well, I haven't listened
things.
To it in a while.
I disagree with lots of things.
Okay.
And I agree with other things.
I disagree with you and whatever you say.
You normally disagree with me on the things that I say.
You're both wrong.
So what we were thinking, it's gonna kind of be like the new argument. I mean, we're not going to call it the new argument because that sounds stupid. But it's going to kind of
I don't think
be
it sounds stupid.
We're going to call it the argument and the aristocrats.
Double
argument.
Why do you think it sounds stupid?
Yes. It doesn't have flair. Double argument.
What, like Rick?
Or argument. Plus unicorns, or something with a little more pizzazz.
I like
right?
argument plus unicorn pizzazz. Like
right, Satan argument.
A plus Satan argument.
Yeah, it just has to have some appeal, I think, to a mass crowd. Who doesn't love Satan?
Can we get like a choir of children to sing satanic hymns
The question is, can you get a choir of children to sing?
Oh,
satanic
I can get a choir
hymns?
Of children to do
because
anything.
I am on board.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Do you have a free candy van?
Candy Van. It's actually a board game. Yeah. It's just like Candyland, except you can't win.
But so this one is gonna. It's kind of. Jonah told me that he thought that the new argument was gonna kind of be like, or Satan argument was gonna kind of be like, your favorite movie. So imagine your favorite movie, and then imagine what if Operation Dumbo Drop 2 happened.
During the movie?
I don't
really
remember.
Exactly. That's what Jonah said.
Is that what I said?
He said except now it's going to be more arguing.
Wait, does this mean
And we're going to have like a very
less Dumbos to drop and more arguing.
So wait, Jonah, does this mean like...
Fewer Dumbos to drop.
Is Operation Dumbo Drop 2 going to be the sequel to my Terminator, which was the first argument? Because I don't see that as a step up. It's like...
Well, it's sort of a mix between Operation Dumbo Drop, what would be Operation Dumbo Drop
and
2,
and Cop in Half.
No, I was thinking Dunstan Checks In.
Yeah.
How does... Yeah.
Less monkeys and Dumbos.
Right.
Less dropping, more arguing.
More arguing.
Fewer Terminators.
Yeah.
If you can imagine that. Just imagine that if you can.
So there are things that we have trouble with arguing, and that's something that we do agree on, actually. Like, we can't...
Is it the racist stuff that you guys were saying earlier?
Yeah. Well, whoa. It's the, like we had one, we even put this on our list. We have a list. We're organized, the guys.
Right.
And one of them is, about creationism, right? Well, who are we going to get to argue that? That we're not just clowning. That's what I'm saying. Now,
also, and that's,
if I could find somebody that could really present like a good argument on creationism, but was also funny, I would love to humiliate them.
We could just get a fake creationist in here.
Well,
we don't like that. But that kind of goes back to my. I think Velcro is probably bad for podcasts. So. Okay. My main issue with the previous incarnation of the argument was that we argued too many issues that are actually issues.
Serious.
And I'm not interested in
arguing
serious issues.
Because if you argue serious issues, you have to argue them seriously, right? So
no.
We have to talk about politics and be like,
okay,
today on C-SPAN. No.
I don't want to be C-SPAN.
I'm not. I don't either. I want to make fun of it.
Okay.
You know that they do.
Okay, so there are some
topics.
Have you
heard of the show called The Daily Show?
I'm familiar with the name.
What is
familiar
that?
With that? They make jokes about politics.
It's like a weekly
It's
deal,
like or? That. It's like that, y'all. Not that I want to do that.
But I don't
want to
do
time.
That.
But I'm just saying that you can talk about serious subjects,
I think,
not
Sid,
seriously.
But Sid, I think we have a very unique opportunity to
talk about Batmobiles.
Have a show that has a very unique outlook. Who else talks about Batmobiles?
Batman.
Exactly.
Batman. Robin.
Batman's mechanic.
Alfred.
Well,
Batman's mechanic.
Well, why don't you point me to their podcast?
Carl Casper's Auto Show. I'm sure they talk about Batmobiles there.
But do they record it and release it on the internet? Like we
I do. Don't seek things from Carl Casper's Auto Show.
If you had a Batmobile, would you race it?
If I had a Batmobile, fucking A, I would race it.
But I mean,
I would race it to work every day.
I'm not saying like you'd be rich. I'm just saying like you have the life you have now, and you know, if you wreck the Batmobile, you're fucked. Oh, blah blah blah. Would you still race it around? Like,
yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I would race the Batmobile around, and I would drive Slave One to work.
Also, would it be like? Would it be?
That's Boba Fett.
Does Slave One have wheels?
I would
have to have wheels if you want to drive
Baba.
It. Right?
Are we talking like '60s Batmobile? Or are we talking about like Dark Knight Batmobile? Because that's a pretty big.
Well,
'60s Batmobile. I would drive
it around. It's interesting that we have this conversation now, because this is Hakuna Matata, that's guys. This is problem-free philosophy. This is all a big circle. Because the first argument we ever had was actually your question. Because the answer is the Dark Knight Batmobile is tops.
60s Batmobile doesn't have GPS.
Yeah, that's right. Is that the one? No, that's not the one I like. That's right. It's the
this
Michael
is
Keaton.
Why Jonah is a
Michael
perfect
Keaton.
Foil.
That's
what's my opinion? I don't remember my opinion.
Because you know what? I'm different from you. I'm different from you in that I don't think about Batmobiles ever, except for when I'm coming up with a opinion about them for a specific show.
When you think about Batmobiles,
I have not thought about.
Let me dissect that comment. When you think about Batmobiles, you're thinking about Batmobiles. Tell me more.
When I think about the Batmobiles,
would you wash with a Batmobile shaped soap?
If it was the only soap, well, if someone gave it to me. I don't want to waste it.
But see, now that can't be an argument, though.
No, it's just
because
a question.
I know.
I'm just
so
saying.
That's the kind of stuff that we can't
That'll be our
argue
first
about.
Spinoff podcast from the argument.
The
It'll
question.
Be the question.
Yeah. So we just ask one question, and then we get an answer, and then and the credits
it.
Roll.
I would wash with it. Yeah. It would be awesome. I would be so clean.
But we're going to have to move studios to Bob Rock's studio if we do the question.
God damn it.
Because we need production values.
No offense to our...
No offense to our engineer, Trip.
Right.
He's the man.
Who's the other person we need to mention, Trip?
He's the best.
You may notice from the previous...
He doesn't have Bob Rock skill at podcast recording. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Does Bob Rock actually have skill? Is he an experienced podcaster?
I can't imagine that he's not. Have you heard the Black Album?
I have.
Can you imagine him applying that skill to podcasts? That technical acumen, straight towards podcasting. You know, several mics in a room with people drinking and arguing about nothing. Imagine Bob Rock trying to pull that off. Man, let's
have a moment of silence just so we can think about that. I mean, so that we can imagine that. Okay, that's good.
I bet he'd scoop the mids.
Very good. He'd take the bass out, that's for sure. fuck it. Injustice for y'all.
You're a comic genius.
I am. Thank you. I'm like 21st century Gallagher.
Kill them, y'all. Mm-hmm.
So we have to find arguments that we can argue with people on.
We need to agree on arguments.
We need to agree.
We disagree or
to
agree
argue
about.
On arguments.
Right. That's the problem.
Right. So I like. Wrestling with that for a while. I want to argue with people that I don't necessarily like. I do. Okay. Jonah doesn't. Now explain why.
Did I say that?
You did say that. I want to argue with our pals. Uh-huh. And I want to argue with our pals, too, but I also want to argue with, like, some dickhead that I meet at a bar who's dumb.
Well, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
I don't care if I hurt their feelings.
Okay.
I will tell them what they're doing.
Well, the good thing about...
We are arguing. Bring your
A-game
or not.
The good thing about the argument is that nobody actually gets their feelings hurt, and that's important.
That's right. Everyone's happy.
Right.
So feel good. So...
So good.
I don't remember ever being upset about an argument at the end of it, and...
You cried. You cried on one. You cried on the vests argument. Jonah loves vests, and I proved to him that they're totally fucking stupid.
Well, thanks
stupid.
To you, I have a complex, and I haven't worn a vest in 3 years.
That's right. That's right.
Even though I still argue, and I will, and maybe we can bring this back in our fashion versus function argument
right.
to come, that you think that my wearing of vests or my love of vests is because I believe they are fashionable, and actually, no, they are function only.
Yes.
They leave my arms free to...
Be cold.
No.
lose heat from
your
body.
No, because the heat stays in my core.
Is that how it works?
Know? The arms aren't... You know, it's not really a big deal because my arms are moving and
Have
doing
tasks
all the time.
Have you gone to science school for this?
Science school, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. I knew it.
I have a degree in vest technology. It's a BS in vest technology.
What about sweater vests?
What about sweater vests?
Well, yeah, this sweater vests really don't apply
don't.
To this.
Why not? They're vests.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, Jonah, defend sweater vest, vest man.
I can't. I just told you that they don't apply in my vest thesis that
That's
I wrote.
That's very
I
good.
Think sweater vests make you look like an asshole. Like, not right. you, but the, you know...
I will say that. They would make Jonah look like an asshole.
Especially if it was a V-neck.
So I have no qualms with that.
With the,
anything.
Like, the rope-looking print on...
Oh, print, now, rope. The rope is a fashion.
The rope texture, but I don't know what you'd call that. But,
rope texture.
Rope.
Well, you went to vest
rope
school.
Tech.
You tell us.
Rope vest technology.
Right.
So, you did cry after that one, because mm-hmm. I proved
right.
that you were wrong about
and
vests.
And you actually did change.
You realized that your entire vest school
well, you,
was wrong and didn't work for you.
No, I obtained my vest degree after, because I really needed to prove you wrong, but unfortunately I wasn't able to. I did, you know, I was still able to get my degree, but, you know, I'm still different. Nothing, I don't see anything the same anymore.
Right.
You know.
So...
I envy those that can wear a vest.
This week's episode is brought to you by Wolf. Here's you.
So, I thought, like, you don't want to... Well, what are the things that you definitely don't want to do? Because we have argued about this. We have argued about it.
I just, you know... Maybe we can make
To make them light. We got that one. What's next?
I'm not saying I want to make them light. I want to make them. I'm just afraid of making them not make of making a boring argument.
Right.
And I'm afraid of, you know, we have a natural back and forth between people we know, and I'm not saying necessarily saying that they have to be people that we.
I have a proposition. I want to argue how literary canon is in set up in an academic field. Does that sound
well?
I'm
open to having arguments in which I'm not involved, and that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
You
have to be involved.
Okay. Well, then we're not going to argue that one.
Yeah.
I'm only interested in having interesting arguments, whether they are humorous or not.
But that's the problem, is interesting to you. You got to play ball, son. Like, we all might have different interests.
Okay.
The two of us might have different interests. They could be anything.
Okay, then, Sid.
I know that might fuck your mind up.
Argument. Dogs. Who let them out? Answer that one, Jonah.
Riddle me that.
I'll answer
That's
that.
Not the question, I'm sorry.
I'll answer that with a question.
I got you. I follow your logic.
That song.
So would you say that we agree on that one? So we need to find people that don't agree with that, right?
We don't agree with who?
Right.
Yes.
Someone who actually has an answer.
I need answers in life.
Okay, we'll work on that one.
Keep going.
But what I'm saying is...
Keep saying.
In order to prevent potential bad arguments, the only reason I say I would rather argue with people that we know is because we already have conversations and or arguments with those people, you know, and we already have a rapport with them. So as opposed to bringing
some... Look at you with your big vest college words.
I'm not the one who's currently in college that's...
I'm not in vest college.
Just saying. Right, because you haven't obtained your vest degree like I have. And I'm allowed to use my college words because I've obtained my vest degree. Let me continue.
Wait, was it a specialty degree? Was it like vest mathematics or vest psychology?
Well, it was a BS. It was
most certainly was a BS.
Vest
it was a BS.
Right.
Oh, a VS.
Okay.
Jokes and jokes.
So, I'm not opposed to having people that we don't know, but I'm just. I feel like I'm not going to name any specific episodes for the risk of people being offended at my disappointment in their their performance or an hour
overall
performance.
You're talking about Mike Seymour, aren't you?
Well, he's in the room, so I don't really want to...
What a dick. Jesus,
you know, I don't want to say that. No, I'm not talking about Mike Seymour because we knew Mike Seymour and we
Because you
Mike
would normally
Seymour.
Say it behind his back, not to his face.
You're making this awkward, Sid. You're making this awkward.
Well, put your pants back on. It'll be
You got me there. Well, it's kind of warm in here.
Yeah.
I don't know. We had the argument like, what was the second argument we had with Mike Lewis and his friend?
I don't know. Was that the Ansel Adams one or was that something about art or I don't know. Smoking ban.
Smoking ban. Boring.
I thought the smoking ban was fine.
But that's
because all three of you, all three of y'all, teamed up on me. How could you not enjoy
that? Well, all right.
I know you like to feel, I know it brings you joy to have the upper hand on me.
Okay. And it's easier with my pants off. okay, well.
Now I'm awkward.
It's been a few years. I haven't listened to any of those arguments, so maybe I should go back and listen to them again.
Do you have an iPod?
Do I have an iPod? Technically, yes.
You could put them on the iPod. That's what they build those things for.
Is it? Okay. Oh, I get it, because they're called iPods, and we're listening...
Podcast!
And I would be listening to a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Put it together.
Okay. I never really thought about that, but... Mm-hmm. Okay.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
So...
You guys have such good chemistry. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes me want to have children someday.
Our wives listen to this, too, so...
Perhaps we could have them on future episodes. No?
No. Sid, my wife says no.
Oh. Never mind.
She's over it. She hates it. Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought that, you know, there was a potential...
When have I not been serious?
One specific potential argument that we could have with the two of them, but...
Yeah. Nope. No
forget
deal.
That.
No deal. So, back to the topic at hand. What should we argue about? So, okay, let's go down the list. We don't want to argue about anything serious. Because that wouldn't be fun to Jonah. Right? That's one. Number two, you want to keep people on the show interesting, right?
Right.
Number two, so interesting people.
You're making it sound like this is all about me.
Well, it's about our disagreements on it.
Okay.
So, I mean, you got a mic.
Fire will. But, I mean, there are other reasons why we haven't been recording arguments, and it isn't because I don't like the topics that you're coming up with, you know.
Well, the reason we haven't been recording arguments is because I have a lot of stuff to do, and you have a lot of stuff to do, and now we have a gap in our time. But now we are doing that, so let's
establish. Why did we
stop
doing the argument before?
Time and stuff.
Time and stuff? I don't remember that.
Things. I don't know. Something happened.
Seriously. Oh, I think I know.
Yeah.
Because we had the website.
Yeah.
And I think we had a 2-year lease on it.
Yeah.
And it ran out, and neither one of us were willing to pay $200 or whatever it was for all the web space.
We didn't
and
have
stuff.
Any topics. We didn't have any topics to argue about.
Oh, actually, no, we
because
didn't.
Because we didn't. You know, here's,
we did
here,
because
here's
when I was when I was searching my computer for all the old files and things, I found a list of unrealized arguments.
Did you?
Yes.
All right. Well, good.
So
let's
suck
see
on that.
Show them to me later.
Do you remember any of them?
Yeah.
Right off the top of your head.
I just saw it on the list. I didn't really
None?
Read it.
None? Like yeah. Zero? Wow. Yeah.
Well, some of them were actually on the list that we have now. Like the Paris Hilton, I think we had a Paris Hilton idea.
We
and
did that one.
I really like the superpower argument.
Like, which superpower would you have?
Yeah.
Well, that actually kind of leads me to another thing. The superpower argument's just fine.
But there are...
But I mean, it has to be sort of a closed circuit.
Yeah,
so it
I
can't
agree.
Be totally open, or it would just be the conversation. Like, what was...
like, choose, like, two superpowers... And go from there? Like, which one would you rather have or something?
Yeah. But we have to do it in a way that includes the word fuck so that we don't duplicate something that This American Life did about
we also want the,
4 months ago.
Explicit tag on our iTunes.
Correct. We don't want moms to be happy with this. I want Tipper Gore to cry when she hears this podcast.
So it'll be something along the lines of which superpower would you rather have? The
ability
to hate
Gore.
Fuck anyone or the ability to...
I want Tipper Gore... to want to roll over iPods with a steamroller, but realize that that would be futile.
I don't even think she's relevant anymore. Can we substitute Sarah Palin for Tipper Gore?
Whatever makes
you're
you
showing your age by saying Tipper Gore.
Yeah, what right. The fuck ever? I'm 31. I own that shit. I have no shame in my game. All right, here we go. This is from the lone member of our audience. The suggestion is get Noam Chomsky and argue the adamantium versus mithril thing. Is that mithril? Is that right?
Mithril.
I don't want to say it wrong. So, Adam, I challenge you to get Noam Chomsky on the show to
yes.
argue with us about the merits of
weight.
Adamantium and mithril. All
right, I've got him on speed dial.
And if you know Mr. Chomsky,
you can get him on the phone. Just
please,
hold up your phone to the microphone.
Let us know.
We
yeah.
can just go ahead and do it now.
Yeah. You have him on speed dial, right?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get him. You guys continue to talk. What?
Not super close.
It's super close.
Not this super close.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
Okay,
Bob Rock just came in and told us not to hold the phone up super close to the mic for anybody listening right now.
Yeah.
Wonders
I'm sure we can understand why that would
in
be.
In awkward silence.
I had my phone turned off to be polite.
Right. Well, I don't want anybody to think that somebody just got a boner when they had their pants off.
Well,
that would be awkward in the room.
I do that all the time.
Jonah.
It's like a
no one said anything
ritual.
About boner. We just said my pants were off.
My erection is on fire.
Why they were off.
So, it has to be a relatively closed topic.
All right, I'm calling Mr. Chomsky.
Good. And it has to be something that, here's something. It can't be Would You Rather. Because then it would just be called Would You Rather Show.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, that could be another spinoff.
Yes, Would You Rather Show. That sounds incredibly interesting.
My phone is ringing.
Oh, sorry, wrong number. Whoops.
We'll come back to that. Maybe we could do that after the show.
Yeah.
This makes for good podcasting quality.
So it has to be kind of a closed circuit. And it has to
no
be...
Yes or no, or
no, yes
you know,
or no.
Black and white. kind of things.
Yeah. Except for creationism, where there is a right answer to that, I think. That's...
How about we talk about abortion?
That sounds fun!
Or the existence of God.
Yeah. What if we talked about this, man? What if God was one of us? Wrap your mind around that shit, dude. Like, what if he was, man?
What if he's all of us?
He's a slob like one of us, man. That'd be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. We could get her on the show. She's from Prospect.
God?
No,
God. Yes.
Again, just showing your age here.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
I ran into Ann Northup the other day. We could have her come on the show.
Okay, so if I need to not show my age, let's talk about MySpace and Friendster. And how cool those things are.
Can we talk about GeoCities, too?
Let's talk about nice. GeoCities and Angel Fire. those are my things right there. Let's talk about Saves the Day. That's one of the good ones.
That's still relevant to some people.
Okay, so I think we're kind of veering off topic here. What should we argue about?
We should argue about things that you think are cool, Jonah. We should argue about...
This isn't about me. This is about us.
Things that are
this is about our relationship.
With interesting people. That's what we should do.
You're making light of my critiques.
I am making light of your critiques. Right. Well, I normally make light of your critiques.
What you do.
Okay. Do you all have any input as to what we should argue about?
Suck my dick.
Here's a question.
That's not really... Well, it is an argument. Because that's a command. And the response is... No.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
We did have a list. Where's the list?
What, would you like me to just read it?
Actually, if you have a crinkly piece of paper, you can just pretend to read it.
I can hold my cell phone right up to the microphone. It would be kind of a crinkly sound.
Yeah, that works enough.
So, why don't you not read the list?
Okay.
Because
why don't I look
like...
at the list and tell you which ones I don't like?
Okay. Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? Get ballsy. And then you can tell me why you don't like it.
Hmm. Well, you know, on the face of it, anything comic book related isn't something that I'm that interested in. But we did have comic book arguments, and they were entertaining.
Comic book arguments are awesome.
Yeah, because they're pretty open-ended as far as being able to come up with a...
Yes, they're set in a fictional universe. You're familiar with those things. You have a Netflix, right?
Yeah, but I only watch documentaries.
Right. And American Friend.
I haven't watched that. I'm waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. Jonah has a very specific... See, this is something people don't know. Jonah has...
And they will feel fulfilled.
Feel fulfilled.
Go ahead.
Jonah is part of the Jonah O'Neill Club in Netflix, which is specific to Jonah O'Neill because every movie he rents is white, like pristine.
Right, when you receive
like
your DVD...
The DVD case is like... It's in the little sleeve.
Because nobody else has ever watched
correct.
It. Correct. Yeah.
Most of the time they're dirty. Like somebody's going to... If you rent RoboCop, it's probably like brown, right? Because it's like... It's fallen on the floor.
And you usually have to clean off
his,
the actual disc because it's
his
been scratched
looks like you need to hold like special gloves when you touch them because it's like the first time anybody's ever rented whatever movie he's got. It's always something.
No, but The American Friend is actually.
Tell us about The American Friend.
Probably got. I haven't seen it. I'm waiting for you. But
I'll never watch The American Friend.
It's not like it's some obscure movie. It's got.
Who in this room has heard of The American Friend?
I have an American friend.
I also have an American friend. Okay.
But it's got a movie star in it, I think. I think it has, like, Harvey Keitel in it or somebody.
I think it has... he's that one that died last year. That was in Blue Velvet.
That's who's in it.
Dennis Hopper,
that's who's in it, yeah.
Does his character well, the same as in Blue Velvet?
I don't think so.
Exactly
I don't know.
The same.
But
he's
friends with
I think the movie's in German, and that's why Sid has a problem with it.
No, it looks boring. That's what I have a problem with.
It looks action-packed.
It does not look action-packed.
Speaking of, would you argue whether or not RoboCop could exist? You think RoboCop could exist?
I know RoboCop could exist.
I don't think RoboCop could exist.
I definitely think RoboCop could exist.
Jonah, what do you think?
Have you seen Cybernetic Arms?
Well, okay, let me tell you what I think. I don't care.
And that's the problem with arguing with you. You never care. You have to develop care.
Okay, develop care.
So if
develop care.
Jonah,
think about it. I'm
asking
you to care.
Let's say that there, you know, the RoboCop scenario actually happened.
Okay.
And they try to implant like a set of prime directives into this dude that is, for all practical purposes, controlled by a corrupt multinational corporation. Do you think that could be a real scenario? Do you think that could actually happen? Or does it seem like bullshit to you?
Well, sure, it could happen, but it seems like bullshit to me. So look at me taking both sides at once.
No. I'm just trying to introduce
you. That's Jonah's M.O. That's why Jonah and I work together, because I normally want to throw stuff at him when we have conversations like that. When we have any sort of a debate, he's always like, maybe yes and maybe no. It's always a little of both. I'm
because
not
the
quite
problem
sure.
is, you ask me questions that I don't care about.
You have to care.
Why do I have to care about RoboCop?
Why do you have to care about anything? You have to develop a care.
Develop a care just for what reason?
Care. Because why not?
You have to care about not caring.
But you have to understand, though. You wouldn't want me to be.
I have to understand.
You don't have to understand. But that's what makes our back and forth so entertaining, because
to someone,
you have stupid things you want to argue about, and I don't care about them, and that makes it interesting.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I think.
I mean, people want us to do this again, obviously,
yeah.
So, you know, there's got to be some reason for that.
Foil.
Maybe it's not me, but I'm here anyway.
I think so. But to answer your question, Adam, RoboCop,
you're only funny
totally
because
exist.
I'm here.
I guess.
The more you know. Drinking Four Loko will cause you to have zombie sex in a gravel parking lot next to a major intersection.
I joke to myself in the mirror sometimes, just to make myself feel good and wanted.
Right, but nobody laughs.
Do you ever get up in the morning?
I laugh at myself. Mm-hmm.
When you get in the mirror, you're like, hello, me.
Every morning.
Hello, Sid. Me be the real Sid.
Every morning. Oh, man. I'm just sweating bullets. I want to answer your question. RoboCop. Yes. And why the hell not?
Absolutely not.
Have you seen those Marines that had their arms cut off or whatever, and they have big robot arms now?
They don't have big robot arms.
Yes,
They've
they
got
do.
Little...
Google it.
It's not like...
They do. They shoulder down. They have arms. Robot arms. There's only a couple of people like this, but that's awesome.
But what if it
they
gets
might
out
not
of control?
Think it's awesome. They might not think it's awesome.
How are you going to jack off with a robot arm? Like
it's the left arm. It's not the right arm, so I'm fine.
What if you lose both arms?
Well, then I have a very delicate robot hand. Maybe I have a very delicate female robot hand. And then everything is great.
Or it could be like an attack.
Maybe the robot arm has a built-in fleshlight. There's so many positives.
Located
to
in
this.
The elbow region.
Yeah. It would be so weird.
Well, there could be different hand attachments.
Correct.
Oh, even that's a
that's right. I had G.I. Joe's.
That's
they
a great
did
idea.
That.
Right.
So, I think that it could. I mean, there are robot apparatuses that are attached to people, and you can. I'm sure that they'll develop something with computers in your brain. I mean, they're the same type of operating system. Your brain's just better at it than computers. Suck on that, Skynet.
Yeah, but would they have like? Would the RoboCop have a? A gun.
I think you're confusing people, Sid, because Skynet, isn't that Terminator? And we're talking about RoboCop.
It's all relative.
It's all the same thing.
It all makes a turn.
That I'm
whatever.
Aware of.
Yeah.
I may not want to argue these things, but at least know the difference between Skynet
and the
RoboCop world.
You don't want to argue those types of things. So getting back on subject, Jonah doesn't want to argue things that are fun, but doesn't want to argue things that are boring.
So
I'm
there's
confused.
A big right there in the middle. Yeah. You have to tailor these arguments to what I like, and you have to know what I like.
I try to know what you like, but it's hard because
you guys really
you
are
like everything.
Like a married couple.
And
Jesus
nothing.
Jesus Christ.
And nothing.
Read my mind.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
Where are we eating for dinner?
I don't know where you want to eat for dinner.
I had Subway last night.
Did
so
you?
And then you'll say, well, let's go to Indian food. I don't know. That doesn't sound
Where
good.
Where is that exactly?
Let's go to Indian food.
I want to go to Indian food.
I want to go to there. And then I'll say, Indian food doesn't sound good. And you'd be like, well, maybe we could do Italian. I don't know. Just pick something. That's how our conversations are normally.
I'd like to live in a place where there are actual restaurants called Indian food and Italian.
Oh. They're good places to eat, mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Hamburger place.
Food store. The food hut.
Okay, well,
restaurant.
Get us back on topic.
Should we get back on topic?
Wrap it up.
Or maybe we should wrap it up. It's been a while. I don't know how long we've been talking, but I don't have a recorder in front of me like I used to. So.
Yeah.
Oh. Should we say a few things?
That doesn't apparently operate.
I have a clock, but I don't know what time we started.
Right.
So should we say a few things credit-wise?
Can we say a small prayer?
Wait. Let's at least, first, let's summarize the argument.
Okay. Let's go around the room and say what we should argue about. Our final thoughts?
I like Jonah's idea.
Final thoughts.
Okay.
Should we argue about? I don't know.
Whatever makes Jonah's dick hard.
Okay. Adam?
Whatever makes Sid's mouth go around Jonah's hard dick.
Oh, shit.
That's gone way too far.
Yeah. What? Just summarize what you think we should argue about. Go with your heart.
I like the who would you hang out from Wu-Tang?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's a good one. We can do that soon.
I first heard that one, I thought, okay, we'll just go around the room and we'll say our opinion and that'll be it.
No,
I didn't see how that was actually an argument.
There are wrong opinions. Don't say any.
I think mine is a no-brainer, though. I'm not going to say, but...
Well, we'll talk about it.
I know that it's not the same as yours.
It's probably wrong.
I have good reason, though.
We'll discuss it.
All right.
Okay, I'll just say it. Capadonna.
Okay.
No, not really.
Okay, so... Jonah, say your credit things.
You God.
I don't think Tripp wants me to puke on his mic. Don't do that.
We'll save that for later. Credits. Okay, so we're going to try and be a little bit more organized this time.
Mm-hmm. We're going to try to do things.
We're going to learn from our mistakes.
Bi-weekly.
Bi-monthly,
rather. Twice a month.
Have an actual schedule. Some of our other mistakes were that we did everything ourselves.
No, it's bi-weekly.
Is that right?
Yeah, bi-monthly would be every 2 months.
Yeah, shit, man. My college learning ain't doing me any good, man.
Okay.
So we're going to do bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
And we're going to try to learn from our previous mistakes. We're going to have...
Other people do all the work for us.
We're going to... we might have some musical guests on the show at some point in the future.
We've got Toad the Wet Sprocket setting up on the next show. They're about to do their sound check. We'll have them for the next show.
Very good. I like that song about the ocean. That's a real good tune.
Is that your favorite Toad the Wet Sprocket song? It's
definitely my favorite Toad the Wet Sprocket tune.
We may have Sponge lined up for a future episode. So we're talking with their A&R or something like
good.
That.
So
I just blew my
credibility.
Anyways,
we're going to do it bi-weekly. We're going to do try to stay on topic, you know, on some sort of a pattern, I mean, rather.
And
we're definitely going to have, we'll probably do these in seasons, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be able to release them in X amount of blocks, which is yet to be determined. And then we'll take a break and regroup and do more. That way it doesn't get boring. Mm-hmm. Adam and Sean are going to help with music
and bookings. We have Tripp doing our recording for us.
The wonderful.
You may have noticed that this sounds 100 times better than the previous incarnation.
For anyone that bothered to compare. So, if you just listened to that episode, you heard that we brought up Sean Roberts and Adam Raines as being participants in the argument, and they very much were at that time. And on behalf of Jonah and myself, I just kind of wanted to come in and just tell him thank you. As you listen to more of these episodes, you might hear that they're not on it. What ended up happening was that we had to change our schedule a lot, so we weren't able to include as many people as we wanted to, and we just really wanted to say thank you. So I wanted to take just a second and say thanks for Sean and for Adam for getting us motivated. Thank you.
The Argument is produced by Sid Bishop and Jonah O'Neill, and engineered by Tripp Berriger at Treehouse Audio. Please contact The Argument at argumentsquad@gmail.com. Website is you want to put the whole thing, or there's no www? The website is argument.louisvillehardcore.com. Phone number 502-922-6515. Twitter @argumentsquad. Facebook www.facebook.com/the.argument. The Argument would like to thank you for listening to The Argument.